I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The president stands with ICE. I stand with ICE. We stand with all of our law enforcement officers. And part of that is recognizing that you people in the media, not everybody in this room, but many people in this room have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before. And everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Amen.
Every single one of you.
Yeah, Vice President J.D. Vance yesterday reading the media, the Riot Act, there in the press briefing room. And, thank goodness. Thank goodness somebody out there is willing to say it to their faces. Over how this whole story has been covered so far. So just an update, if you're just joining us this morning, there were protests overnight across the country. There were some here in St. Louis. There was another shooting in Portland involving, of all things, some suspected Tren de Aragua people that they were trying to arrest from Venezuela who tried to run over an ICE officer and got themselves shot. And instead of supporting law enforcement, you've got the governor out there now claiming they want ICE out of Portland. The governor and the mayor are calling for that now. It is a bit of a snowball at this point across the country. We're fortunate enough to get Greg Jarrett on with us this morning, of course, legal and political analyst for the Fox News Channel. Greg, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
So I'd love to get your take on the legal standing here. I mean, I got people mad at J.D. Vance for defending ICE officers who were defending themselves clearly in two cases here in the line of duty.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, it's going to come down to an evaluation by prosecutors as to whether or not this was valid self-defense. A person's allowed to defend him or herself if they reasonably believe that they're facing imminent threat of serious bodily injury or death. And the test is not whether a reasonable juror or reasonable law enforcement officer or reasonable ICE officer acted that way, but it's subjectively. This particular individual ICE officer reportedly had been hit and dragged before by a vehicle. And, you know, so you have to take into consideration his background, his knowledge, his experience, what's happened to him before. And, you know, I think given all of that, you know, he has a very justifiable argument that he acted in self-defense. Now, obviously, it's really too early to know whether charges should be brought. I mean, I think that the FBI, as well as the Department of Justice, will be looking at all of the videotape, talking to the witnesses, evaluating, you know, the schematics and the forensics and so forth, and arrive at a decision. There's something else that almost nobody talks about, and that's called imperfect self-defense, an honest but reasonable and mistaken belief that your life is in danger. So, you know, put yourself in the shoes of the officer. He has to make a split-second decision. He doesn't have the luxury of sitting back as jurors do and evaluating all of the circumstances with the benefit of hindsight in the rearview mirror. No, he has to make a split-second decision. And let's say the jury or a prosecutor decides, well, he made a mistake. He really wasn't in danger. But he thought he was, and that was an honest belief. Then no charges can be brought, and he cannot be convicted. That's called imperfect self-defense.
So Tim Walz and some of the other Minnesota state officials have been very clear that, you know, we should be involved in this investigation, and they're mad at the Fed saying, you know, they're blocking us from any sort of involvement in that. Is that not the pretty standard protocol that the feds would investigate this solely?
Yes, the federal law enforcement officer, such as an ICE officer, is under law immune from state prosecution with one proviso: as long as he is acting within the scope of his lawful federal duties. And I have no reason to believe that he wasn't. So, you know, stopping an individual and, you know, trying to talk to that person or effectuating a valid arrest and acting in self-defense from a lethal threat is a lawful duty. Those three police officers who approached the vehicle, they were acting lawfully. And so it's a federal matter. And, you know, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution comes into play, which makes federal law supreme. And, in fact, there's a federal statute, 28 U.S.C. 1442, that moves any state prosecution to federal court. So, you know, Tim Walz and Jacob Frey, the mayor in Minneapolis, can, you know, intimate all they want that they're going to prosecute this ICE officer. Good luck trying that.
Yeah. Well, the administration certainly seems to have their back. We're talking to Greg Jarrett, a legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel. Greg, you know, I'm listening to this repeated comment this morning by, well, among other people, the governor of Oregon last night. I was watching her. Tina Kotek, I was watching her speak, and effectively, they're blaming this entirely on the Trump administration for what's going on here. Let me play this.
We're all shaken and outraged by another terrible, unnecessary, violent event instigated by the reckless agenda of the Trump administration.
So the agenda she's referring to, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, is enforcing the laws passed by Congress when it comes to immigration.
Yeah, I mean, they think that ICE should no longer exist, that it ought to be disbanded, that people who are here illegally, particularly violent criminals, ought to get a automatic get-out-of-jail-free card, that they shouldn't be subject to arrest. This is, you know, sort of one sanctuary state defending another sanctuary city. Look, the blame rests squarely on the city of Minneapolis and their sanctuary city policies that restrict police from inquiring about immigration status or assisting federal immigration enforcement or honoring detainers of, for example, suspected murderers and rapists who are wanted fugitives. I mean, think about that. So instead of helping to enforce the law on illegal immigration and deportation, cities like Minneapolis actively interfere in federal efforts. And they help to harbor illegals and shield them, refusing to make arrests of known suspects. And, you know, shielding somebody who is here illegally is a federal crime, 8 U.S.C. 1324. And interfering, as Minneapolis has done, is yet another crime, 18 U.S.C. 11. So, you know, I think it's high time the Department of Justice take an active interest in the conduct of these sanctuary cities and, where necessary, bring prosecutions against those behind it.
So it sounds to me like people need to read your latest book on the Constitution, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you see all of these people falling all over themselves trying to imply that, you know, ICE is violating the Constitution, violating the laws. No, they're simply enforcing the laws. It's really that simple, and it's common sense.
Sure is. There's not enough of that floating around. Greg Jarrett, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Mark. Take care.
Absolutely. Yep. Greg Jarrett from Fox News there. All right. When we come back, I've been wanting to get a member of law enforcement, a veteran law enforcement officer on here to talk about this situation. What do you do as an officer on a scene if you're standing in front of a car and the person driving it steers it at you and accelerates? What do you do? We're going to talk to Jason Law about that and about his run for St. Charles County Executive when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to in this weather, What's my asthma up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.